Retro Rave Ableton Live 12 Edit System from Scratch for Jungle Old School DnB Vibes. Advanced. Let's build a proper, repeatable edit template that you can drop into any project and instantly start generating time-stretched break chaos, amen chop madness, dubby throws, rewinds, tape stops, edit stabs but controlled, musical, DJ-friendly, and fast. Before we touch devices, lock in the mindset. Edit energy is a resource you spend. If you go full, everything is an edit for 3 minutes, nothing lands. So give yourself a simple meter. One big moment per 8 bars. One medium moment per 4. And micro moments only as pickups, like the last 8th note before a snare, or a tiny dropout right before the phrase turns. That's how you get that classic jungle feeling where the groove is stable, but the edits hit like reactions. Alright, start a new Live 12 set. Set tempo between 165 and 172. I like 170 as the default, because it sits right in that classic role. Now build your routing skeleton, because this is an edit system, not a one-off. Make 3 groups: drums, music, and effects or edits. Then create one extra audio track called Resample. Set its input to resampling. Set monitor to off. This track is going to be your print lane. Whenever you do a performance pass with macros and throws, you record it here. Then you chop the audio like it's 1994. Also, keep headroom now. Don't wait until later. While building, aim for peaks around minus 6 dB on the master. You're going to add distortion, throws and hype moments, and those spike fast. Now the break edit track. Create an audio track called Break Source. Drop in your break. Amen. Think. Funky drummer, hot pants, whatever you've got. Go into clip view. Turn warp on. Here's a key jungle choice. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40 to start. The goal is to keep bite. Jungle lives on transient attitude. Complex and Complex Pro can sound slick, but they can smear the snap and turn the break into modern soup. Beats mode keeps it rude in the right way. Trim the clip so it starts exactly at bar 1, and make the loop perfect. If your loop doesn't cycle clean, everything you build on top will feel cursed. Take the extra minute now. Once the break is warp tight, right-click it and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient. Create one slice per transient, and use drum rack. Now you've got a break drum rack track where each slice is on a pad. Now we build the actual edit rack that makes this a system. After the drum rack, add a processing chain. The order I want you to start with is auto filter, then saturator, then drum bus, then optionally redux, then echo, then reverb, then utility. Select those effects and group them into an auto effect rack. Make 8 macros, but do this with intent. Split performance macros from mix macros. 4 macros should be obvious gestures you can perform. 4 macros should protect your mix and keep things controlled. Let's map them. Macro 1. Alp/HP sweep. Map auto filter frequency and give resonance a small range 2 if you like. Just enough to speak without whistling. Choose MS2 or clean filter type. Macro 2. Drive. Map saturator drive from 0 up to about plus 10 dB. Turn soft clip on. This is your grime knob. Macro 3. Punch. Use drum bus. Map transients from 0 up to plus 30. Map drive and crunch a bit if you want, but keep boom mostly off for breaks unless you specifically want that low thump. In a lot of jungle, the sub comes from bass, not from the break boom. Macro 4. Bit crush. Only if you want it. Map redux downsample from 1 to 8, and keep bit reduction subtle unless you're going for pure rinsed out rave tape. The trick is to add texture, not delete the groove. Macro 5. Dub echo throw. Map echo dry/wet or map feedback if you prefer. Set echo time to an 1/8 note or 1/4 note. Filter it hard. High pass around 200 to 500 Hz and low pass around 6 to 8K. High pass higher than you think. Dub throws that carry low end will wreck your drop. Macro 6. Reverb throw. Map reverb dry/wet. Set decay somewhere like 1.2 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high pass the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz. Same rule. Throws are moments, not a constant wash. Macro 7. Width or mono discipline. On utility, map width from 0 to about 140%. That gives you instant tight mono break into wider hype moment control. If you want a hard mono safety, you can also set up a mono toggle, but width mapping alone goes a long way. Macro 8. Output trim. Utility gain. Maybe minus 12 up to plus 6. This macro saves your session when you perform throws and distortion at the same time. It's not glamorous. It's what keeps you from clipping the resample and hating yourself later. One more teacher tip here: if you want even more classic behavior, put echo and reverb on return tracks and map the send levels instead. That's the old school throw concept. Dry stays dry, and you send a hit into space. But if you want portability, keeping it inside the rack is totally fine. Just remember, automate it like a send. Short bursts. Now we build the MIDI edit workflow. This is where Live 12 editing tools help you move fast without grid fatigue. In arrangement view, lay out 16 bars for drums. Program a bass pattern using your slices. And here's a big concept. Commit to a spine lane. Choose two or three anchor hits that will stay consistent across all your edit clips. Usually that's the main kick, the main snare, and maybe the hat or ride that defines the loop. Keep those on fixed pads and keep their timing stable. That way, even when you swap in madness clips and resample chaos, it still reads as the same break. That's how you get wild but believable. Now make a set of one-bar MIDI clips for variations. Name them like Edit 01 Stutter, Edit 02 Snare Rush, Edit 03 Amen Roll, Edit 04 Stop and Go. Each clip should do one job clearly. For stutters, try 30-second note repeats on one slice, but shape velocity. Jungle isn't a machine gun. It's a drummer losing their mind in a room. So make the first hit louder, then taper the repeats. Also try the late stutter trick. Nudge the repeated hits a tiny bit late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. It keeps the downbeat clear but adds urgency. For snare rush, pick a snare slice and build a quick ramp into the phrase change. Again, velocity ramps are everything. For Amen Roll, use Live 12 MIDI transformations. Select the region you want to explode, then use note divide or density style generation to go from 16 THS to 32 NDS quickly. Then immediately do a velocity and length transform to humanize. The order matters. Generate density first, humanize second. And for stop and go, use negative space. Literally remove the break for an eighth note or a quarter note right before a snare, then slam back in. You'd be shocked how much hype you get from subtraction. Add groove if you want. Swing 16-55 lightly, like 10-25%, or extract groove from a break and apply it subtly. Don't overdo it. You want lift, not drunken collapse. Now let's build the retro Rave Stab edit system. New MIDI track. Name it Rave Stab. Load Simpler with a chord stab sample. Set Simpler to classic mode. Turn the filter on and set a low pass tone that sits with the break. Use a short decay for that plucky rave jab, or longer if you want it to behave like a pad. Now add your stab processing chain. Auto filter for tone, then gate, then auto pan, then echo, then reverb, then saturator. The gate is the classic chopper. Set threshold so it clamps between hits. Attack around 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Hold 10 to 40. Release 30 to 120. Low return so it snaps shut. You're aiming for that tape cut energy. And here's a super fast rhythmic chop method. Auto pan with phase at 0 degrees. Shape set to square. Rate at an eighth note or 16th, amount 20 to 60%. That becomes instant on-off gating without sidechaining anything. It's not the same as a volume shaper plugin, but it's very effective and very Ableton. Now teach yourself a rule. Stabs answer the drums, they don't fight them. Build a question and answer across four bars. Bars 1 and 2, stabs sparse, maybe offbeats. Bars 3 and 4, stabs do a gated riff while the drums simplify slightly. Then swap roles next phrase. That's the classic rave conversation. Next, transition edits. Predate an audio track called Edit FX. This is where you do rewinds, tape stops, risers, impacts, and little dropouts that make the crowd lean forward. For rewind, the simplest is still deadly. Duplicate a one beat or one bar moment from your drums into Edit FX. Consolidate it, reverse it, and the real trick. Sometimes put reverb on it before you reverse. Print the reverb, then reverse the printed audio. That gives you that classic suck and whoosh that sounds like hardware reality, not a clean plug-in trick. If you want extra worn texture, add vinyl distortion lightly. Tracing model around 1 to 3. Pinch tiny, drive subtle. You want been played in a basement for 10 years, not broken speaker. For tape stop, easiest method is audio. Put the section on an audio clip and automate the clip transpose down fast, like 0 to minus 12 or minus 24 over a short moment. At the same time, automate an auto filter low pass closing. Even if the pitch method is simple, the filter move sells the physics. For one beat dropout edits, don't overthink it. Automate utility mute, or just dip clip gain for an eighth note right before the snare. That's a jungle cheat code. Now the part that turns this into a pro workflow, resampling and printing. This is where the system becomes real. because you stop endlessly tweaking MIDI and you start committing to audio like an editor. Arm the resample track, loop a section, maybe bars 9 to 17 or 17 to 33 when the drop hits. Now perform your macros. Filter sweeps, drive pushes, punch changes, echo throws on specific hits, reverb throws on one snare, not the whole bar. Twop your one bar MIDI edit clips live to trigger madness at phrase points. Record several passes. But advanced rule, print two lanes, not one. Do one wet performance pass where you go for it. Then do a safety print of the same section with minimal throws, mostly tone and punch. Later, you comp between them. You keep the attitude without locking yourself into a messy echo tail every 2 seconds. After recording, pick the best moments, consolidate them, and drop them into arrangement as audio edits. If you need to go deeper, slice your printed audio again and rearrange it. That's how you get that edited on a sampler feel, even though you're in Live 12. Now arrangement, because edits only matter when they land in the right place. Use a simple 64-bar plan. Bars 1 to 16, intro, filtered break, Atmos, tease the stab. Bars 17 to 33, drop A, main break plus bass. Minimal edits, let the groove prove itself. Bars 33 to 49, variation, more chops, more call and response stabs, a few throws. Bars 49 to 65, drop B, heavier edit vocabulary, shorter micro edits, more resampled fills, and your biggest signature moment.